Start out, I wanted to sort of simply ask if we could talk about current rates of transmission in hospitalizations. As I understand, the headline here is that there's high transmission, but not a lot of hospitalizations happening related to COVID-19 in Gunnison County right now.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. We hit a new peak at the end of last week with the highest case incidence rate we've seen in the county so far. We were over 1,200 cases per 100,000. We had over 350 cases per 100,000, was pretty consistent up to even 600 cases per 100,000, but we doubled that last week. Part of it is kind of the double edge. We're testing more and we're finding more positive cases, but we're also testing more and finding a lower positivity rate among those large-scale testing efforts.
And Joni, I wanted to ask you in the time that we have this evening about something that I heard this morning that may be new to our listeners. I believe you're calling it the Gold Mask Program for businesses that have shown a dedication to COVID-19 precautions. I don't know if I'm properly explaining that. Maybe I should just hand that over to you to explain what the gold masks are. And Joni's holding it up for us to see. We'll have to post something like that on our website.
Yeah, so we were asking businesses to really use the business protocol and review the checklist that the HHS team put together, and then to reach out to HHS when they had recognized that they were complying with all of those prevention strategies to try to reduce risk in their businesses. And we heard back from some businesses, and we're trying to recognize them. So those businesses that are really meeting all of those public health recommendations within their establishment are receiving these stickers to be able to display in their windows or somewhere in their businesses they choose to really recognize the work that they've done. And we've reached out to businesses, continued to do visits on site to businesses, and those that are doing really great, we're providing these masks as a recognition for that.
Joni, you're moving into a new phase here with vaccinations. I was noting the tally on the county website. I'm curious, we have a new presidential administration in office now, and I know there's a new priority on those first round vaccinations rather than the 1-2 punch. How have you had to adjust administering vaccinations because of this?
We made some adjustments last week, but we don't intend to make adjustments on a weekly or on an ongoing basis. The governor and his vaccination team so far have committed that the 1-2 doses will be the standard that we'll continue with. And so we're reserving each week the doses necessary for two doses to be sure that we have those in stock. Last week, we did pull forward some doses that we had available for second doses, and we immediately got those replaced. So we got a new shipment from the state. So we're well prepared. We'll be vaccinating 300 folks on Wednesday evening for their first dose and 400 folks on Thursday evening with their second dose as scheduled.
So where are we at as far as, I guess we're getting close to that 1,000 mark, a 16th of the county, right? That's building that herd immunity. Are you calculating percentages? Are you looking at also how many people have already had the virus and kind of calculating where that herd immunity is?
They're starting to do some of that work at the state level. We've not been able to get that at the county level yet, or even the regional level, but we expect to get that in the future. We're pushing 3,000. We're at 2,750 doses that we've administered so far, and we'll do another, 300 first doses this week. So we'll push over 3,000 doses for the first dose. And 467 individuals in the county so far have gotten two doses. And after Thursday night, we'll have that number well over 800 folks, almost 900 folks that will have gotten two doses. So you're right, about 1,000 by the end of this week, we'll have that two dose protection, which takes a couple weeks, but we'll start to see some level of protection. And we just keep building that absolutely with herd immunity, or that community protection, or community immunity is the goal.
So, and with that first dose, I mean, you're saying 3,000 doses have been administered. There's still a level of protection there. What is it, about 50, 60%?
Yeah, it is about 50 or 60% that they see about a week or two after that first dose. And, we really want to get that to the 95% level. So we want to do that second dose 4 weeks later. But indeed, we'll see some impact as we can get those numbers higher and higher across our county.
You're listening to KBUT's Community Matters. Thanks for tuning in this evening. My name's Christopher Biddle. We just heard from Public Health Director Joni Reynolds answering questions from my co-host, Chris Rourke. Joni, you were the first guest that I ever asked to come on this show. That was before it was even really a show. It was just something we, as a station, felt like we needed to do for the community in crisis. Since then, you've graciously made yourself available to us many times. I'd like to ask a question now that I had to stop asking several months ago because it was very clear that there was no answer. But is the end in sight when you think about vaccinations rolling in and dealing with this pandemic?
Yeah, I think that vaccinations is the future on the horizon. I've heard folks, including Governor, talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. And I want to say with pretty good confidence, I can see the tunnel on the horizon. I don't think we're yet in the tunnel, and I don't think I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I do think that it's on the horizon. I think the work that's been done to get vaccines into our community and then administered as quickly as we can get the vaccines here is really the progress that we need. Really, the next step is really to increase that quantity so that we have more production happening at the national level that infuses more doses here locally. And then being able to administer them locally is really the least of our challenges. That hurdle, I think we've got well managed.
Sure. And I imagine that our guest that we're going to have on later in the show, may point out as well that there's a long road in terms of developing treatments for COVID-19 when it comes to the quote unquote long haulers and folks that are still dealing with symptoms several months out. So that's definitely part of the conversation as well. Joni Reynolds, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Chris and Chris.